Ladies and gentlemen, today's topic is unconventional ways to make money. I will give you some tips, some advice that I learned during this year selling products in my company that will make you increase your income and also your savings. So I will suggest that you take note and you apply all the knowledge that you get in this episode. Before starting with the episode, I want to say thanks to all the people that are paying for my service of coaching. Honestly, I think that maybe in some months I will be able to work in a full time with this thing of the coaching. So if you want to hire me to check your business or your lifestyle or your fitness situation, I can do it. You can just send me a message by my website, josebalta.com. Okay, so let's get started. The first advice that I will give if you want to increase your income is a little bit counterintuitive, but you know, is don't chase the highest salary. What I mean with that? When we want to make money, most of the time we will check for some job offer that they pay, you know, the highest amount of money. But there is a problem with that, that most of the time those jobs are not the ones that are going to teach us the best skills that we need. Sometimes it's better to earn a little bit less of money, but find a job that will give you an extra skill that with the time you can use that skill to make even more money. And another tip that I will suggest is try to find a job that is, first option, a job that you can do it remotely, that you can do it for your home, so you don't have to spend time traveling. Or if you have to do it, try to find a job that is close to your house, so in that way you save time. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that they travel maybe 1 hour or 2 hours per day to their job, so that is like 10 hours per week. And you know, nobody will pay you for moving your body from one point to the other. So that is why I will suggest you, I will encourage you to find the place that is closest to your house. And if you can work remotely, it will be better. Nowadays, with the coronavirus situation, a lot of jobs are available from your house. So I will suggest that you check for them as a first option. And you know, about the skills, is so true too. For example, now that I'm giving like coaching in English, for example, to my customers, I asking for less money when I give the coaching in English. When I give the coaching in Spanish, I charge more or less $50. When I give the coaching in English, I just charge like $20. Why? Because I am practicing my English with my customers. So, and in that way, in a future, I will be able to give coaching to American people or European people. So that is why I prefer to sacrifice in the short term a little bit of income in order to get a skill. So I will suggest that you do the same. Try to look for the job that will give you extra skills that then you can apply those skills in your business, or you can sell your own services to your customers. So that is the first tip that I can give you. The second tip is focus first and diversify later. What I mean with that? When you are starting, you will have a lot of ideas, a lot of business ideas that you would like to run. But the problem is that if you try to run all the ideas at the same time, you are not going to run anything. So first, try to analyze what are your skills, in what things are you good at. And after you do that thing, okay, you select one of the activities and then focus in that activity until you start making money. Once that you are making a lot of money and you organize your time, just in that time, you will start thinking in diversify yourself. I can tell you that because I remember when I just started with this business, with the vitamins business, I was looking also other businesses to invest. And you know, it doesn't make sense, because when you are starting, you need to put your 100% focus in just one thing. But in the long term, it's important that you diversify, because you know, markets change. So that is why it's good to have also other sources of income. For example, I started with my business of selling proteins and amino acids. But nowadays, I am also giving coaching lessons online. Why? Because in case that the fitness industry go to hell, I can have that second source of income, you know, just in an emergency situation. So I will suggest you to do the same. Focus in one thing. Work really, really hard in that and then start diversifying. And maybe you have the question, how can I diversify myself? When you are in that scenario that you need to diversify, always check this. What skills do you have? What market do you have? You can develop another product or another service to the same market using the same skills that you have, but the service have to be slightly different, so it's not in the same sector that the current business that you are working on. So it's really easy. And in case that someone wants to start their own business and they want to ask me for some extra advice, you know, you can send me a message to my WhatsApp. So, okay, tip number three. Buy is not always better than rent. What I mean with that? Most of the time we think that it's better to buy a thing instead of renting because, you know, if you buy, it's yours. But sometimes it's not a good idea to buy. For example, I will show you something. Some months ago, or maybe last year, I think, I bought two lands in Chincha. What happened with those lands? I was thinking in, you know, building a house there, so every time I would like to go to the beach, I could stay in that house. But then I realized it doesn't make sense to buy or to build a house if you can just go to a hotel and rent the hotel, especially if you analyze how many times are you going to travel to the beach in one summer. Maybe 8 times, maybe 10 times, but no more than that. So it doesn't make sense that you build a whole house if you are not going to use it. I prefer just to use the land as an investment and maybe in 10 or 20 years sell the land. The same apply with if you have a business with employees. I can make a comparison. For example, if you have an employee, you will pay less to the employee per hour because you are hiring him full time. But sometimes it's not a good idea to have an employee full time because sometimes you don't have job or you don't have work for him. But if you pay like a person that is independent, that works outside, and you just pay him per task, you're going to pay him more per hour. But the good thing is that if your business is not moving, you don't need to pay that person. So that gives you freedom. And that person is going to work faster because that person is not working for time, it's working for objectives. So I will suggest, if you can work with people outside of your company, if you can outsource, the process will be much better. Let's go with this next topic that is, the next topic number four, is think more, invest less. The more you think, the less money that you will need to put in a business. And that is the best scenario that you want. You want to invest as little as $100 or $200. Why? Because if you make $1,000 or $2,000, you are making 1,000% in return. But if you invest a lot of money, then you are forced to make even more money to recover your investment. And especially if you are just starting, I won't suggest that. Try to go as small as possible, especially at the beginning, and try to find things that don't need an initial investment. Try to find things, and especially if you can sell the product before having the product, will be even better. If you want one example, could be, I don't know, try to find things that your friends have and they don't use, and you can start offering them in Facebook Marketplace or in Mercado Libre. And when you sell the product, you just connect the buyer with the seller that maybe is your friend, and you can have like a little commission. So those things are tricks that you can apply to make money without investing. Maybe you're going to invest your time, but at the beginning, usually you have more time than money, so that is better to invest your time first. The next tip that I will suggest you is try to go luxury in some things. Luxury, what I mean, try to spend money in things that you really need. For example, if I want to do this podcast, I will need a nice microphone. So that's why I bought this microphone that is, I don't know what is the brand, but sounds cool. But you know, it's like, try to invest in things that you need. Another thing that I invested was my headphones Bose. They were $310, fucking expensive. But you know, it's something that I use every day, that I enjoy. I can answer my customers by those headphones. So try to look, what things do you use every day that will be nice to upgrade? Could be maybe even clothes, I don't know. Try to check, you know your thing. Maybe it could be a nice phone, a nice computer, but try to invest in those things because it's something that you are going to use always. Next tip that I will give you is invest in you, tip number six. When I don't know why, but it's like most of the people, and I had that problem before also, it's like we don't like to invest in ourselves. Maybe we can go out with a lady and we like to pay her, you know, for a nice dinner, but when we have to invest in our person, it's like We don't like to do it, and maybe it's because we don't love ourselves. That is why you need self-esteem, because with self-esteem comes the results, comes the action. So I would suggest try to get a little bit of self-esteem and try to invest in you. Buy nice clothes to you. If you like training, pay a membership in a good gym. Try to hire a coach. If you don't want to hire me, you can hire whoever you want, but try to hire a coach, because you know a coach would make your objectives will get your objectives or your goals in a faster way, because he knows how to do it. So try to hire someone that you know that can help you. Try to invest in transportation. Sometimes, you know, if you are going to an important place and you don't want to go in a bus, take a taxi. I mean, it's going to cost a little bit more, but you know, you can save time, you can arrive more, you can arrive comfortable. So try to invest in yourself, but invest in the right thing. As I told you before, invest as little as possible, but in the things that give you the more pleasure. So, you know, put a little bit of money and get a lot of pleasure for your money. That is the idea, more or less. Next thing that I would suggest, I have two more tips here, but before continue, I want to invite you to my Facebook page. That is where I upload all my memes and all my stuff. You can find me as teobalta.com. If you type teobalta.com, it will send you to my personal Facebook. Or if you go just to Facebook, put my name, Jose Balta, and I will appear there. The tip number 7 is don't spend that much money in a car. You know, it's funny because that is one mistake that I always do, but it's like, how can I explain it to you? If you're going to buy a car, okay, it doesn't matter if it's like expensive car, but try to buy it in cash. You know, never try to go credit with a car, because you don't want to pay interest for something that is going to depreciate with the time, you know, for something that is going to lose its value. So always try to, you know, save some money. Maybe it's going to take you 4 months, 6 months, and then you can buy your car. In average, you know, I will suggest that your car shouldn't cost more like 3 or 4 months of your job or of your business savings. So try not to go that luxury in cars, because it doesn't make sense. Unless that you have a lot of money, and well, in that case, well, you can do it. But for example, in my case, I bought a Seat Cupra at the beginning of this year, because you know, we were starting pandemic and they give me a nice price for that. So if you're going to buy like expensive car, try to get in a really nice deal. And in that way, at least you know that you save a good amount of money. And my last tip that I will give you, holy shit, we are 13 minutes. Okay, my last tip that I will give you is invest in your lifestyle and always focus in your lifestyle. It's better to earn, 5,000 soles and have a nice lifestyle than earn 10,000 soles and have a shitty lifestyle. And you know, in the long term, always the person who has the best lifestyle is going to make more money, because having a good lifestyle is something that is long term. I can tell you that for sure, because I remember in the past I used to sleep maybe just 5 hours per day, really little. I was aging, you know, my face looked like a 40 years old guy. I was looking like shit, and I was always tired. Why? Because I wasn't paying attention in my hours of sleep. I wasn't paying attention in my diet, in my workout. So, you know, try to pay attention in those basic things, and you will realize how that thing will give you energy. And the more energy you have, the more action you will take. And if you focus those actions in the right thing, you will produce more money and you will live more comfortable. So I hope you enjoyed the topic. You know, it's almost 12. It's really late here, but you know, I really wanted to do this episode today for you. So if you have more topics that you want me to cover, you can go to my Facebook account and put it in my wall. You know, hey, Jose, I want you to talk about this shit, and I will do it. So I hope you enjoy your weekend, and that you have a nice Saturday. Yeah, I think it's almost Saturday. Yes.